Let me speak to Dr. John Kyle, PUP councillor. John, when you hear Lewis's story this morning, what's in your heart?
Stephen, I've seen that many times over. I think Lewis is an incredibly brave young man, but I think he's been treated cruelly. And I think the process is cruel. I think we need to say, first of all, that actually work is good and employment can be very good for people. And even people with mental health difficulties, work can be therapeutic. So we're not against work or getting people into work. But the issue here is that the process that Capita have implemented is a cruel, blunt, inaccurate process. And I mean, I do really query their figures. The figures that I have heard is that of the appeals, 70% of appeals are won. And I think that's well recognised, that figure.
Well, that's not what we're saying. That's not the official figures we've been given.
Okay, well, I think if you speak to people from the advice centres, you know, they will say that of the people that they support in appeals, 70% of them are won. And certainly in my experience, many of these people are, as you say, they're given 0 points or very, very low points, and yet they clearly have a disability. And I think the problem, Stephen, is in that these decisions are being made with inadequate information so that the assessor meets the person and interviews them. They then pass information to the decision maker, who has a report from the GP. Now, the report from the GP may not have seen the patient for 2 or 3 years. I mean, you know, Lewis is obviously a very courageous, resourceful young man. He may not have gone to see his GP for a year. So his GP may not be aware. And in fact, Lewis may not have said to him the difficulties that he faces. So when they get a GP report...
No, he did. I have the paperwork. Now, you're saying about to the GP, but I know for a fact, because they've written it down. So Capita have written it down that Lewis expressed concern about his ability to communicate. And by the way, when he was telling them that, he was swearing uncontrollably and they scored him at zero. No, I'm sorry. I don't think there's anybody in Northern Ireland would understand that.
No, Stephen, I'm agreeing with you. I mean, I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying that the process is a failed process. That the decision maker makes a decision on the basis of the information in front of him. He doesn't see the patient, but it's not working. I mean, I agree with you. The process is not working. I've represented a number of people who have been failed in their assessment. They've got zero or inadequate points. You go and you present the information to the appeal panel. You state clearly what the issues are, and they win their appeal.
Well, do you know what,
so the
John?
The process is a failed process.
Well, do you know what? And there might be some people asking questions about, well, it was the Tory government who brought this welfare reform and brought this this policy into Northern Ireland. However, we have local management and a local department for communities. They are in charge of this. So what are they going to say to the people of Northern Ireland? Are they standing over scoring people zero who have locked-in syndrome for their ability to take their own medication, for example? Are they standing over people who cannot even express hunger, who are fed through a peg, being given very, very low figures for the ability to eat and drink? And are they standing over a young man, you know, who has been suicidal in his life because of his disability? This is Lewis I'm talking about. And he's got up on his feet and he's fought. And he's fought really hard to be accepted into our society. Is our local department for communities going to do anything about these people being treated in this way? They're meeting us after this show today, and that's the question I'll be asking them. What's their local accountability? What's their local message to people in Northern Ireland about these quite extraordinary results for some of our citizens, our vulnerable citizens.
And Stephen, the evidence is that people who have been trained to work on behalf of these clients and these applicants are finding time and time again that the process is failing, that it's clearly falling short. And so therefore, for that reason, this is not just one or two odd stories that have slipped through the net. This is time and time again. Clearly, people with significant disabilities are being failed. So therefore, the process itself is failing, and that's why they need to be held accountable.